Welcome to our smallpox exhibit. First, we're going to talk about how smallpox spread and how it affected people. Smallpox is a disease that starts in the mouth and spreads through the mucus, which causes red dots on the tongue and will lead to open sores, and affects the lungs first. This disease also causes inflammation on the skin with sharply raised bumps that will ooze and then turn into a rash. The two dolls in our display shows how people infected with this disease are treated. They were separated from the healthy. Next, the small bags of potpourri are a representation of miasma, how doctors thought disease was transmitted. They also thought sweet smells would protect them.
The orange clay object is one of the tools used by Edward Jenner as a way to vaccinate people. He used the virus of infected cows called cowpox to grow the human immunity against smallpox. He chose this virus because it was similar in appearance and diagnosis to smallpox. After Jenner infected people with cowpox and later injected people with the smallpox virus, they were disease-free. The cowpox is represented through the spotted cow figure in our display. The tool he used was called the narrow-bladed lancet. The curly, fake green leaves were a species from the pitcher plant that was used as an herbal remedy against smallpox by the Native Americans, but proved ineffective.
Smallpox occurred in the late 1300s. It emerged in human populations at 10,000 BC. The first evidence of smallpox was in the Egyptian mummies of people who died 3,000 years ago. This epidemic is communicable virus, which is considered a severe disease with a historical high death rate of about 20% or higher. The original or classic name for smallpox is Variola major. Also, a way to transmit this disease is by direct transmission of bodily matter from one person to another through an open cut, sneezing, coughing, coming in contact with dry pustule pads, through air, infected clothes, bed lining.
Some of the symptoms of smallpox are high fever. It appears 10 to 12 days of exposure, fatigue, headache, backache, and rash on the face and arms and legs. It also spreads to the circulatory system and attacks blood cells. There are two different types of smallpox. Variola major, an illness that can be life-threatening. Variola minor is a milder infection that rarely causes death. Survivors can become blind.
Smallpox was wiped out on 1970. This is the end of our exhibit, and thank you for listening.